should be okay. Okay. So we're again, it's very much sure we have another Cohen here tonight. We're continuing Siman Kuf Chav Ches. Lamed Dalet. So that's page 15. So we started this yesterday. We'll just run through the beginning of very quickly. Katan Shlohevi Shtei Saros Eino Noses Kapov. If there's a boy, a young boy, who didn't bring two saros, he's not physically mature yet, so he shouldn't duchen bifnei atzmo klal, by himself at all. In other words, he's the only guy you got. He's the only coin around. So, you know, like we would say, lem duchen, because it's better than none. So the answer is that no, he's not supposed to duchen. Avo im kohanim sheheim gedolim nosim. But with other kohanim, he could. Why? Lilmod ulachanech. In order to, as we saw yesterday, in order to train him to do the duchening. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out that in all areas of Torah, we have an idea of chinuch, as we all know, for children. And the age of chinuch is, we all know everybody thinks their Jewish child is next wunderkind. So the Mishnah Berurah says here, we talk about 5, 6, 7, you know, around that age. Again, we're not talking about our children who maybe as soon as they're born, they're already, we think they're ready for chinuch. But here we're talking about a little later, because here again, it's not that complicated, and it's an older age when we start training the child, the boy, to duchen. But once he's physically mature, nosin es kapav afil bifnei atzmo, then he can duchen even on his own, even without
which means under 13, though.
In general, again, we go with the chazaka that we'll see about that. Well, actually, the Mishnah Berurah brought up before that the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chaf Aleph says that once he's 13 in one day, we assume that he's physically mature. And but usually we don't know. Once he's bar mitzvah. Okay. Mihu, right? I feel basmal even on his own. Mihu davka be'akroy ba'alma. Now, once we're talking about that, he is, let's say, 13. But at 13, we assume he's physically mature. But this is just that he could duchen once in a while, a little bit kvius. Achi malas kan, until he has his beard is full, so to speak. Shaz yachol yisol kapo afil yachidi bekeva. So then he could duchen no matter what. Then once he's at that state of maturity, so then he could duchen no matter what. Now somebody mentioned this yesterday after davening, and Mishnah Berurah brings up here in Kuf Chaf Hei, and that is, don't forget, the Machaber was a Sephardi, so they duchen every day. But for us Ashkenazim, you know, how often do we duchen? Right, very rarely. So now if we say, let's say a boy is 13, 14, so we assume he could duchen, but again, we say, well, until he's maybe a little older, physically more mature, he shouldn't duchen on a permanent status. So what are we going to do with a boy that's like, say, 13, 14, he's bar mitzvah, 15, right? I don't know, depends on the kid. So you're going to say, well, he should only duchen once in a while. We only duchen once in a while. I mean, all together, we only duchen once in a while. So what's the whole deal? According to us Ashkenazim, you say that if a boy is like that in between age, we'll call it that. So he should only duchen once in a while. We only duchen once in a while all together. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that up, and he says that in our Medinos that we only duchen on Yontif, so he could duchen in every regal, even on his own. So in other words, again, if we're talking about a boy who's that age, let's say around 13, 14, 15, well, around that age, and he's the only guy you got, we say he should only duchen once in a while, the Machaber says. So, but we only duchen once in a while. He could duchen, again, even on his own. He can duchen even in every regal. Okay, and v'choshi she'gil ashanim sheroy lismalas kano afal pi shalom nisnamal karima bein nisnamal kano ayin le'elvasim nun gimel sivchas. So look later when we talk about a little more, in Nun Gimel, when we talk about this whole idea of what's considered physically mature, Mishnah Berurah says that over there we say even if he has a small amount of beard, we consider that physically mature. And if he's 18, so then for sure he's okay. Now, it's very interesting, again, we were talking about before about how bashert it is sometimes when things come up. So, here it is. The Ber Halacha talks about a very interesting case. How about a midget? Kohen was a midget. So he's physically mature, but he looks very young, maybe. So then what do you do? So now, again, what we really have to do is, and I should have explained this earlier, is we have to explain why is it that if a boy is not completely physically mature, he's bar mitzvah, let's say, why can't he dochen? Or even younger, why can't he dochen? He knows that dochen, he can dochen fine, he knows the nigun, and I'm like, well, what's wrong? So the answer is it's not covered at tzibur. Again, we've discussed that recently, that as Mishnah Berurah says in Kochav Beis, it's not nice that you have, again, unfortunately, in our generation of chutzpah, maybe, you know. Well, so what's wrong with it? Answer is, it's not considered nice that you have all these older people, and they're getting a bracha from this kid, you know? It's not nice. It's not covered at tzibur. So now let's bring it all together. So the Ber Halacha says that a midget should not duchen. Unless, now let's go back to what we were discussing before, unless he's dosh be'ir. Everybody knows this guy's a midget. And so everybody knows he's like 50, I don't know, whatever age he is. So everybody knows he's like that. So therefore, it would not be a lack of kavod tzibur, and he would be able to duchen. Let's say, I don't know, a midget just happened to walk in. And so the Ber Halacha says it won't be nice. Now the reason why I bring it up is Bashir, because I was looking like what to speak about this week. Everybody knows it's a very difficult parsha to speak about the Meraglim. So the Taras Avram, the famous Mashgiach of the Slobodka, Zechat Zayt Baraka, talks about being a midget, being a nanas, the same word, in a ruchnius sense. In other words, he talks about if you have bad midos, and he talks about the Meraglim and everything. If you have bad midos, you're a midget. You're a midget. He uses the same word. You're a midget. I was just learning it this afternoon. You're a midget, not in a physical sense, but in a real sense, because your midos are off. Okay, let's just do Lamed Hey very quickly, a very interesting halacha, rather complicated. Hopefully it's not ever no gea. Lamed Hey, just read the Machaber very quickly, Machaber Ra. Kohen shaharagas ha-nefesh, a kohen who killed someone. Afilu b'shogeg, even accidentally. Lo yisas kapov, afilu asa tshuva. He can't duchen, even if he did tshuva. Okay? Rama says, v'yish ha-arim dim asa tshuva, no asas kapov. The Rama says that some hold. See about this? That if he did tshuva, he could duchen. Very famous idea, very famous Ramah. The Ramah says that we usually go leniently in order not to close the door from people who do tshuva. Right? In other words, because then we know that if we don't let the guy duchen, the guy did tshuva. Let's say we know. How do we know? That was a separate discussion. But let's say we know he did tshuva. So then we don't let him duchen. Why? He who knows why? He killed somebody in a car accident, right? So then people, whether him or also other people, say, why should I do tshuva? Even not for any. Why should I do tshuva? It doesn't do any good. Don't let me dochen. They didn't let him dochen. Don't let him dochen. He did it accidentally, and he did tshuva, and he, you know. So therefore, in order not to close the door in front of people who do tshuva, so therefore, the custom is, the Rama says, that we let him dochen. Okay, so obviously we have to understand the reason for this, and a very interesting halacha, Ber Halacha, about more circumstances, exactly what happened in this case, or these cases, but Emir Hashem, we'll have to see that next time. Okay.
War? Combat?
Well, we'll see. How about if the person didn't die right away?